Hare Krishna. The Supreme Lord has innumerable names, forms and activities. Just like He comes as Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narsimha, so many varieties of forms. And He has varieties of names based on the activities He performs. Like one of His names is Urukrama. Uru means great, Krama means activities. Urukrama means one who performs extremely great activities. Although He comes as a dwarf Brahmana, He becomes Trivikrama and measures the whole universe. So one has to study these names, study these forms and the activities of the Lord, and then one will have great spiritual absorption in them and spiritual delight in them. But the people who don't hear this Nashanvata Karanapute Narasya, it is said one does not hear these activities of the Lord, these pastimes of the Lord, they have no knowledge of the great spiritual variety in which Lord has varieties of names, varieties of forms, varieties of activities. Those who don't hear them, they get caught up in the material variety. They are going to be captivated by the glittering illusion of the material world, which presents a very great material variety of names of various products and forms of the people with different face cuts and different activities that they are performing. One gets carried away by the material variety in this world and gets stuck in the samsara. But then the Mayavadis are impersonalists. They are fellows who deny all variety and say there is only one. Therefore they worship, even when they worship Krishna or Vishnu, they will worship Him single. They don't worship Him with Radharani or with Yamuna or with cows and calves. Even that worship is also a cheating worship, because it is only aimed at mukti or moksha. And they deny the names, deny the forms and deny the various activities by considering all of them to be maya. Why they think so? Because when they have seen the material world with its material variety, which is pain producing, they develop a great fear about the spiritual variety, and they deny all spiritual variety and try to nullify and make it all just one impersonal entity. The Buddhists are even more dangerous. Not only they deny the material variety or the spiritual variety, they deny the existence of absolute supreme itself. It's an atheistic philosophy. Therefore Prabhupada writes in his purports, nor is the religion without God any religion. Like that Prabhupada writes. So they talk about Shunyavad. So Prabhupada told a story that a small boy was constantly crying because of some eye disease. So when his uncle came, the father asked the uncle, what to do with this fellow, he is crying. He said, because his eyes are paining, he is crying, just pluck out the eyes, he won't cry. Another uncle said, he is crying, his sound is coming because he is alive, kill him, he will not make any sound. So this is the Nirvisheshvad and the Shunyavad, Prabhupada said. Nirvisheshvad says, pluck out the senses, and Shunyavad says, kill the person only. So he says, finish the living entity, or finish his living entity senses. Both are foolish philosophies. So therefore you will see the material variety in which people are caught, they can be diverted to the spiritual variety with some amount of sincerity. On the other hand, the Mayavadis are impersonalists. Their chanting is called Pratibimba Namabhas. The Pratibimba Namabhas, it's like exactly the sun seen in the water. It looks like the sun is shining. In the sky also sun is shining. But in the water, although the sun looks very similar, it has no potency. It doesn't have the heat of the sun. It cannot give the light of the sun. Whereas the original sun can evaporate the urine and cleanse the place. So the Shuddhanam, or the original name of the Lord, has the potency to cleanse. But this Pratibhambanam, which is chanted by the Mayavadis, with the desire for moksha, while denying the spiritual variety, it's condemnable and it is rejected. and cannot produce any benefit. So therefore, even those who are taking to the path of devotional service, they have to take out time to see this spiritual variety in the Lord. Just like every day we dress the deities with varieties of colorful dresses in various formations, sometimes turban, sometimes mukut, sometimes like looking like Dwarkadish, sometimes like simple Vrindavan dress. So in the same manner, we provide the Lord with varieties of foodstuffs. A very great variety, as explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, for the Lord. So we provide great variety of bhoga, variety of dresses, we sing varieties of songs and varieties of tunes, and Lord has varieties of names and different type of names, and all names reminding us of His activities. So if one does not submerge oneself, one's consciousness, in this type of great variety in the Lord, and one just withdraws from this spiritual variety and tries to either forget it or ignore it or neglect it, then one is likely to become durashayaye bahirarthamaninaha. Then the material variety becomes all important. Then one wants to see the variety of beauty in the world around, in the people around this world, in the activities of the world. One finds great juice. One likes to work hard in the material world. One likes to see the material beauty in the material world, and one finds delight in the material activity. So one has to transcend the material variety by absorbing one's consciousness in spiritual variety. So when we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the chanting of the holy name awakens the spiritual taste in Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, and all his activities. One may hear them with great delight, great enthusiasm. And therefore Prabhupada gave this Krishna book, where he elaborately describes all the activities of Krishna. So, and his names are glorified, like Vishnu Sahasranama. There are thousands of names, and only 1,000 name list is given, but there are millions of names. So Prabhupada says, as soon as Krishna does an activity, there is a name. So when one understands this spiritual variety, there is no end. Even one lifetime is not enough to study this variety in the Supreme Lord. One will understand, like if there is a huge heap of sugar, like a mountain of sugar, you know, we are like tiny ants. You can just take one cube of sugar and think that, oh, you know, how delightful the Lord is. And we have no capacity to fathom the huge mountain of sugar. Similarly, you know, we may chant the holy name and read some Prabhupada books, and one lifetime is too short to fathom the greatness of the Lord and sweetness of the Lord. But at least we have been rightly engaged in absorbing our mind and consciousness in appreciating the spiritual variety. And that will take one to the spiritual abode, where one will get access to the great infinite variety in the Lord. And that is one thing which keeps the jiva constantly in boundless bliss, the spiritual world. So one has to make a deliberate effort to withdraw the senses and the mind and consciousness away from material variety and repose them in spiritual variety by Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Archanam, Mandanam, Padasevanam, Dasam, Sakyam, Atman, Vedanam, and primarily chanting Hare Krishna. So by somebody may think, by simply chanting, how does it happen? But by chanting patiently, it's an austerity by which one subdues the senses, subdues the mind, and becomes focused and concentrated in Krishna. And then Krishna is the one who supplies the spiritual variety and floods the heart of the conditioned soul with the spiritual bliss, purifying and elevating him to the platform of being able to see the spiritual variety. Harinam Prabhu ki.